The latest Outside magazine carries an account of the world's highest battlefield, a frozen glacier 21,000 feet up in northeast Kashmir on the border between Pakistan and India. NPR's Alex Chadwick spoke with a reporter who was there last summer.
Kevin Fedarko, formerly of Time magazine, spent 8 weeks last summer trekking in the high border region that is a frozen no man's land between the two hostile neighbors. Both Pakistan and India keep troops stationed on the 200-square-mile contested area. The terrain is so difficult, it's almost impossible for either side to attack the other. Nonetheless, reports Kevin Fedarko, it is a very dangerous place.
This war is being fought at altitudes between 16,000 and 23,000 feet. And the conditions that prevail at those heights are really quite extraordinary. They're the sort of thing that only elite mountaineers, high-altitude mountaineers, have ever had to contend with. In the wintertime, the temperatures can plummet as low as negative 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Winds can reach 125 miles an hour. The posts at which these soldiers are stationed are subject to avalanches, in some cases rockfall. And because of all of that, the vast majority of the casualties, well over 90% of the casualties, are due to what mountaineers refer to as objective dangers, rockfall, avalanche, freezing to death.
When you speak of these casualties, how many are there?
It's difficult to really pin that down because both sides consider that to be highly sensitive information. The best that we could determine was that both sides have lost between 2,500 and 4,000 soldiers over the past 19 years. The rate was much higher during the early years of the war when both sides were really trying to get a feel for how they were going to work things at those altitudes and did not know very much about the sort of objective dangers that one has to contend with, as well as some of the physiological challenges. But at the moment, it seems to average out at about 1 to 2 casualties per week on both sides.
Tell me about the kind of soldiers you met up there. Do they seem to be frustrated? Are they angry to be there? Or are they willing soldiers?
It's a little bit of both, actually. The soldiers on both sides, particularly the enlisted men, are extraordinarily kind of cheerful and exceptionally hardy as well. I mean, you really have to be pretty amazing shape to kind of keep going at that altitude. Above 18,000 feet, the human body actually is unable to acclimatize, is unable to adjust to the lower levels of oxygen that prevail above that height. And so it was amazing to us to be permitted access to this area and travel with these soldiers. They joked around with us at night. They were extraordinarily curious about our own lives, and they don't have much contact with the outside world. At the same time, there is an extraordinary degree of frustration, I think stemming mainly from an awareness of the futility of it all. I mean, this war has been going on for 19 years. The positions of the two armies really don't change very much at all. It's difficult to argue that anything really has been accomplished by either side. In fact, we spoke with one Pakistani officer who told me on conditions of anonymity that, you know, he viewed the conflict as the stupidest war in the history of human warfare, and he hoped that it would serve as an example of how pointless war can be under these sort of conditions, and he hoped that it would never be repeated again.
Kevin Fedarko's article appears in the latest Outside magazine.